And we're back with another episode of the Circle of Knowledge podcast. Super excited to introduce our guest today. But before I do so, again, a reminder, I am mobile, the mobile office, no longer in my office or at the headquarters of Champion Circle in Salt Lake City. In fact, today I'm sitting in sunny San Diego, where in just a few moments, probably right after this amazing opportunity to hear from our guest, we'll take the golf course probably in two different locations. But it's really exciting because it's beautiful outside and it's time to get started. I'm in San Diego for one of our book signings coming up for the 13 Steps to Riches based on the principles of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. A few celebrity authors will be here at Barnes & Noble on Oceanside at 11:30 a.m. on the 19th. And then in Mira Mesa, which is greater San Diego area, will be at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we're just really looking forward to that. Let me introduce you guys to the guest on our show today. And Mike Duffy is he's a philanthropist and an author of five books on happiness, including The Happiness Book, A Positive Guide to Happiness, The Happiness Book for Men, and The Happiness Book for Kids, volumes 1 and 2. He has interviewed the top thought leaders, athletes, rock stars, CEOs, and celebrities in the world on happiness, his work-life balance, resilience, and success for his books. I'm really excited. He's got great energy, and this is a really exciting conversation to have. He was an MC at Woodstock 94, which is a whole other story. I can't wait to dive into that. And then he gave a TEDx talk at TEDx in Berkeley. He loves to speak about how you can gain greater happiness and joy in your precious life. Without any further ado, can't wait to hear from and speak with Mr. Mike Duffy. Welcome to the Circle of Knowledge podcast.
John, I am so happy to be here. I know that on this episode, we're going to help people get happier, become more resilient, and become more successful in life.
Wonderful. Let's dive right in because that's what we need. And I just am curious, before we dive into your background and where you came from and who you are today, it's probably like the question of the universe. What is the source of happiness?
Well, first of all, I believe that people have to choose to be happy. Yes. Okay. So, you know, and I like to keep things simple, right? So I believe a way to think about happiness is thinking about riding a horse, right? Mm-hmm. And all day long, like, for example, if you're a business person, and you get a client that you've been chasing for 3 years and you're like, yes, what an amazing day today is. And then you look at your phone and you get a text from somebody and it's bad news. All of a sudden you're off the horse. You got to jump back on. This happens all day long, on and off the horse, right? Now, I tell people when you get knocked off the horse, get back into that horse as soon as possible. There's no reason to lay down in the dirty muck and stay there forever, like some people love to. They base their whole personalities off being off of that horse. Forget that. Get on the horse, put a smile on your face, and continue on a greater success and victory in life.
Boom. That's an excellent way to start the show and an awesome way to get this started. And again, I think you're right that happiness is a choice, you know, and what we choose to do is ultimately how we feel. Tell us a little bit about your background. I'm going to hand the microphone over to you. Can you tell us about where you've come from, your upbringing? Just give us a nice picture of who you are today because of where you came from.
Well, you know, sometimes in life, John, tragedy turns to great glory. So when I was 17 years old, my beautiful mother, who looked like Sophia Loren and was as funny as Lucille Ball, was taken from us in the span of 3 months. So it was 1984, and this very happy kid from Queens all of a sudden finds himself in the depth of desperation and despair. So now, in 1984, only crazy people went to therapy. It's true. Also, both of my parents had a sixth grade education. So there was no money even if I wanted to go to therapy, to try to climb out of this hole. So I said, okay, I'm going to get a degree in psychology. I'm going to read all of the latest scientific research on happiness, success, and resilience. And more importantly, I'm going to read the ancient wisdom on those three topics. And as a result of that, I have a lifelong obsession with happiness and success and living your best life now. So that, you know, again, it is those turning points in life when you reach that fork in the road. Are you going to take the lighted path, or are you going to take the path that is filled with snares, drugs, alcohol, infidelity, depression, recession? Don't take that road. Take the road to the right.
Oh man, I love that. And thank you for telling me about your mother and what an amazing background and story. I agree with your message and your mantra. It's so important for us to make those choices and decisions. Let's dive into a little bit about what you're currently doing today. What are you involved in? What are you currently doing? Coaching, teaching, preaching, and all of the above.
So I am a public speaker. I go all around the country and the world telling people that happiness is a choice and to imagine their perfect life. Who are they in relationships with? Where are you living? What are you doing? What passions are being fulfilled? I talk about my happiness formula, which is purpose plus progress equals happiness. You have to take massive action, John, if you want to be happy, okay? All of us have a dream that God put in our heart, and it's all unique and individual. And we're afraid to let people know about that dream because what if we fail? Oh my gosh. Now I know that fear, as an acronym, stands for false evidence appearing real. So what if you fail? So what? Are you still going to keep breathing? You always have a shot until your last breath. And so I remind people, especially now as we're coming out of COVID, what's funny is I've been a public speaker for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, I'm popular. Now, the corporations that thought things like happiness were frothy are all of a sudden saying, get that guy in here, right? Because of COVID, because we really had self-analysis for 2 years.
Right.
On, wait a second, what's really important? You know, I talk about the importance of relationships. I talk about in my own life, my relationship with my wife, my beautiful wife, who I love so much, I told her that if she ever leaves me, I'm coming with her. Okay. That's what I'm doing.
That's amazing. And I do want to, I don't want to cut to the chase right away, but I do want to get to your personal formula for happiness. But tell us a little bit about the books that you've written. And obviously you've got one for men, for kids, and you've got a few that have all built on each other. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So all of my books are free if you're an Amazon Prime member. Download them for free. I've gotten really good feedback on them. And, you know, what I would push you towards is my flagship book, The Happiness Book, A Positive Guide to Happiness, because in the end, it has a way for you to write down the goals of your life. And it really does, in just a few pages, provide a roadmap for getting you from where you are now to where you want to become. You know, Benjamin Franklin said that 1% of people are successful because only 1% of people write down their goals. That was hundreds of years ago, but it's still true today. That's why I love the ancient wisdom.
I do too. And I'm a big Ben Franklin fan. I'm a big George Washington fan. I'm a founding fathers believer, lover, and I'm grateful for the knowledge they've bestowed on us, even from those times. And sometimes I feel like it's always been there. You know, everything that we need is within us now, but we still need those reminders. I think that's phenomenal and just a really great example, I'm going to put up a ticker here that allow us to see. Boom, there we go. And okay, so let's jump into some stuff. You've got a happiness formula, one that works for you, but probably for others, because you do this in the name of business. You're able to help people. What is your we'll call it the nugget of knowledge, but what's your nugget of knowledge on your happiness formula?
You know, so a dozen years ago, I sat down with a yellow pad and I wrote down the purposes of my life. Purpose is so strong. You have to identify your purpose. T.D. Jakes says, if you don't know your purpose, follow your passion, because your passion will lead you right into your purpose, right? So write down the purposes of my life. Make it easy on people. The purposes of my life, which are many, the first one I wrote down was be a great husband to my wife, Shannon. Now, on the right side of the page, I wrote down progress. What action steps was I going to take in order to make that happen? So I wrote, every Saturday night is date night. Now, that's easier written than done. Also, the execution is important. On the morning of my wedding, my immigrant Irish father, who had a sixth grade education, sat me down. By the way, he read a book a week. He was a very wise man. He sat me down and he said, Mike, in all love relationships, at the beginning, you're butting heads. But as time goes on, with the passage of time, you will become as one. Now, what does that mean? That means that you're not mean to the person that you love. Why would you be mean to yourself? That means that you are treating that person very special. By doing that, you are being special to yourself. So I would say to my wife, as I still do today, where is it that you want to go? What movie do you want to see? What restaurant do you want to eat at? You see, when you put the other person first, the law of reciprocity states that they're going to want to be kind to you. It flows back. It's karmic. It's a circle. Wouldn't you want to be in a relationship? Like, why would you want to leave a relationship where the person is always asking what your needs are and then fulfilling them? It would be silly, because other people don't know that secret. It's all about the me. Why isn't that person satisfied my needs? That's why 50% of divorces happen. Because each people sees himself as an individual unit that needs the other person to fulfill their needs. Stop that. If you're going to be in a relationship together, put each other first, right? And then you'll have a spectacular life. You'll have somebody that's invested in you because you're invested in them. You know, I learned a long time ago, not because I have had a divorce, because a wise man learns from the mistakes of others. But I learned a long time ago that it's cheaper to hire a babysitter than it is a divorce attorney. Right? And it's a lot more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and then I wrote down, you know, be a great father to my kids. So what were the action steps on that? It was coach them in every sport that they play. Even sports that I don't like soccer. I'll admit it. I don't like soccer. Okay, there, I'm out in the open. And then I had to learn the rules of soccer. I didn't know what it was. And then if you've ever had the unique opportunity to watch five-year-olds run around playing soccer, they just follow the ball. There is no defense. There is no offense. Your goalie will go pick a daisy, right? And now you're supposed to coach this, right? But the joy that you will receive at the end of that game when you take the team out for pizza or ice cream and those big cheekies are staring up at you and they're so happy because they played a game and maybe they scored a goal, unmeasurable. It's in giving that we receive. That's St. Augustine 1,000 years ago.
I completely agree, and I love that. Tell me a little bit more about the Happiness Hall of Fame that you've created.
The Happiness Hall of Fame is the antidote to the problems of current society, both now and in the future. 10 years ago, I would open up my laptop. You know, I'm a financial advisor. I have my own company. It's called Happiness Wealth Management. It's one of the few places on earth when you go to get financial advice, the person says, what makes you happy? Is the first question. Because that's what's most important in your life, to come up with a game plan on what makes you happy and how to get more of it.
Right.
Otherwise, because money is a tool. It's not just the ink on the paper makes you happy. It's what you do with the money that you have. And giving is very important as a result of that plan as well. You got to have a giving plan. It brings you joy. You can see your legacy while you're alive and not wait till you're dead. And people benefit now, right? So the Happiness Hall of Fame came about as me just had enough of hearing all the bad news. There's got to be good stories out there. So it's a 501c3 that recognizes, encourages, and celebrates people and organizations that make other people happy. In the hall, Muhammad Ali, Deepak Chopra, Tony Robbins, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Wounded Warrior Project, Ronald McDonald House, Serena Williams, Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors, San Francisco Giants. San Francisco Giants are in my movie. I'm making a movie. And they opened up their stadium to give me an interview. So amazing joy. And also, as a result of that, I got to induct Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity. Mother Teresa had a profound effect on my life. And when I started the hall, she had already passed. So I said, okay, well, I want to honor her legacy. I want to honor the people that have dedicated their lives to the poor, who continue her legacy to this day. So I called up the local convent and I said, I'd like you to come out to Stanford University Faculty Club. I would like you to be in my movie so that we could get the message out that you're in local communities that people have. I didn't know. Like, I went to look for India. Like, I was looking and I'm like, oh, they're in San Francisco because they don't advertise, right? And so the Mother Superior said, we don't do anything without contacting our headquarters in India. Let me call them and I'll call you back. I said, okay. 3 weeks later, I get a phone call saying, we have run a background check on you. You have passed. I was like, whew. I'm like, thank God. And they said, but we cannot come to your event. Mm-hmm. And I said, why? They said, now we'll accept your award, but we can't come to Stanford. They said, we are not allowed to be photographed. You see, our motto is all for the poor. If that would be somebody on film or in a picture, and then they would get an ego when it's all for the poor. We don't get to see our families but once a decade. All for the poor. We take a vow of poverty. All for the poor. But you can come up to San Francisco and give us the award. I said, fantastic. I told my 9-year-old daughter at the time, I said, Kendall, you have got to come with me. You have got to meet these amazing women who dedicate their lives to the poor. What a noble cause. So we went up there. But before we went up there, we got 2 dozen very fancy cupcakes. And I wanted the nuns to have a nice dessert that night. And the Mother Superior opens them. She goes, oh, Mr. Duffy, these are so beautiful. Our friends on the street will love these cupcakes, and puts them on the counter. Now, John, there are times in a person's life when a word or a phrase changes the trajectory of their life forever. It was at that moment, John, that the scales fell from my eyes. And I stopped seeing homeless people as people down on their luck, but friends for me to enjoy on the street. So that's what started the Happiness Hall of Fame Homeless Outreach. And most days I go out, I see my friends on the street. Unfortunately, I'm making new friends all the time because the problem is growing. But I'm their friend. If they don't have any friends, they got Mike Duffy. And I greet them with a joke. I know their name. Zig Ziglar said the sweetest word that any person could hear is the sound of their own name. So that has brought me a lot of joy. And, you know, one time I was visiting with my friend Zach for 6 months. Zach would stand outside of the Walgreens. And I got to know Zach. And one day I said to Zach, I said, what are your dreams? What's in your heart? And he said, my dream is to meet the players of the San Francisco Giants. And he would always have a San Francisco Giants hat on. He'd always be listening to the game on his little battery-powered radio. I said, let me make a phone call. Now, the San Francisco Giants had come out to our annual event at Stanford, and they brought their three World Series trophies out, and they talked about how they made people happy off the field. So I called up my contact in the front office, and I said, do you want to make a young man's dream come true? A man who is alone in the world. He literally has nobody. In order for him to move, he has to drag himself around by the knuckles because he was born without the ability to stand. They said, Mike, not only will we make his dream come true, we will have you guys come out to our premier game of the season against our hated rivals, the LA Dodgers. We will greet you outside with bags of swag, hats, sweaters, gloves, everything. And we will make that young man's dream come true. Now, as I was walking him, wheeling him onto the field in his wheelchair, he turned to me and he said, Mike, this is the greatest day of my life. And I said, Zach, this is one of the greatest days of my life. Again, it is in giving that we receive.
Thank you for sharing that beautiful story. And I love the concept, the idea and the theory behind what Zig Ziglar said when he said that you can have anything in this world when you help other people get what they want. And I love pouring into people, and I love the perspective of all those examples that you shared. In fact, thank you for mentioning the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I was friends with the late, great Frank Shinkwitz, and have been a part and a contributor of that organization as well. That's a beautiful testament of just what you're doing, what you're providing. And thank you for sharing that to my listeners and to the world. One or two more questions for you, Mike, and we can wrap this up. But I appreciate the stories you shared. Based on the knowledge and based on the information that we've received today, what's one just simple action step that you would invite my listeners to take to improve their lives, to better their happiness, to do all of the above? But what's an action step that you'd like to invite them to take?
If you have the Notes app on your phone, if not, download it. And I want you to write your 2022 goals on it. Now, I'm not talking, you know, drink one cup of less coffee a week. I'm talking about big, hairy goals. Goals that, you know, you're like, oh, I can't possibly do this. But why not? You're not sharing these goals with the world. This is your goal. I've been doing this for so long now. I usually do it either, you know, December 31st or January 31st. I look back on what my goals are. That's why the Notes app is so important, because you have a record of, you can go back, oh, and you know, 2012, it was this, and look at where I am now. So it gives you easily retrievable concrete proof that this works. And to write down your goals and write them down, write down your money goals. You got to get your money right, right? You got to save. One day you're not going to be able to make any money, so you're going to use the money that you're saved before. So your money goals, your living goals, where is it that you want to live? Your relationship goals, who do you want to be in relationship with? Your work goals, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? Your relationship goals, you know, what special things can you do for the people in your life? Are you married? Do you want to be married? Put a date on this. You see, a goal without a date is just a wish. So that's what I would tell your listeners to do. Very simple. It can be very scary, but what happens is, scientifically, your subconscious mind now has a direction. Have you ever driven to a place and by the time you got there, you know, basically your subconscious mind got you there, braking, stopping at lights, accelerating. You're like, how did I get here? It's your subconscious mind takes over. You've got to program the coordinates for your subconscious mind. Christmas, I got on a Disney cruise. We do that almost every year. It's wonderful. But when we got on, the captain of the ship was just like, you know what? Why don't we kind of head this direction? And, you know, if we show up, we should. No, he knows where he's going. You need to figure out where you want to go. You can change direction at any time, but at least set a course.
Thank you for sharing that. That is a great plan of action and such a valuable piece of information for all of us to take action on. Mike, thank you for your time today. Thank you for all that you've shared, your amazing stories. Your energy has been awesome. And I'm just really grateful for the advocacy for happiness. And that's something that we should all be pushing for, because it really is the greatest joy of life, and the fulfillment of life comes from that which we've experienced most. I want to remind my listeners to get in touch with Mike. You can go follow him on social media, or you can go to his website at MikeDuffySpeaks.com, or you can also go to the HappinessHallOfFame.com. And there, in many of those, you can learn more about Mike. You can book him for speaking engagements. You can learn more about what he's got going on. Also, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can go download his books, which I'm going to do today because that's pretty awesome. And if it was worth, you know, if it cost money, I would still buy it anyways, because it's really, really important to surround yourself with the knowledge of information that's going to help you to take action to improve your life. And I'm just grateful for your time today, Mike. And just wanted to ask you if you had any final departing words you'd like to leave with the audience, and just let us just to fill us in with your, well, it's your energy and your awesomeness.
Well, John, this has been a real pleasure. And I just want to remind people that you are the author of the story of the rest of your life. Make that story one of amazing adventure, generous giving and helping others, a noble purpose, massive action, a legacy of kindness, filled with love, joy, and perfect happiness. God bless you all.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike, and appreciate your time. This has been another awesome episode of the Circle of Knowledge podcast. With that being said, you have everything you need within you now to take action. So go forth and do so. Change your life. It's all within a moment's instant of taking that action. And I'm just grateful for all the things that we get to learn from everyone on this show. Mike, thank you for your time. Thank you for the absolute opportunity to learn and to better myself, as well as those who are listening, whether you're watching the live show or whether you listen to us on whatever podcast channel you get your podcasts. That being said, thank you very much, and we'll see you on the golf course soon. Oh, take care, everybody. We'll see you on the next episode.